The following is the realization of Her Grace Sri Devi Dasi.
If one who knew Nandarani in Hare Krishna land was asked to describe her, he would say she was popularly known as the girl with a beautiful tilak. Right from a little age, ever since I knew her, I was always fascinated by her tilak, which she would adorn very gracefully. In one of his letters about a young boy who plays kartal expertly, Srila Prabhupada writes, he had practiced in his last life, otherwise it is not possible. The same holds true with Nandarani. She was a wonderful child devotee who grew amidst us. Her holidays were always spent visiting the holy dhams. Her social gatherings were always the temple festivals, and Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari's courtyard was her playground. All the devotees of Sri Sri Radha Rasa Bihari temple were her family members. She was always enthusiastic and vibrant. She was particularly skillful in getting the mercy from exalted Vaishnavas. I recall soon after the Bhakti Shastri class, as I was rushing back, Nandarani was sitting at the porch of the Gurukula building. I did not notice her. She called out to me. I turned back by greeting her Hare Krishna, and she smiled at me, this time forever. It was around dusk. I heard of her passing away. I was devastated. The next day, as we bid farewell to her physical remains, I was transformed. Devotees from faraway places who had come to take darshan of the Lord in Hare Krishna temple reached out to her place. It was a bed of devotees circled up in groups singing the Maha Mantra. As her physical remains were brought down from her house, we circumambulated reciting the Brahma Samhita. Even though the devotees had a dazed look, they were chanting the Maha Mantra non-stop. Neighbors and people in the society watched in amazement. I was particularly moved by a young lady devotee walking in wearing a bright-colored heavy silk sari and a beautiful tilak on her forehead. She opened her bag, took out a small packet of dust, which I feel is raja dust, and sprinkled it on Nandarani. Ever since, I haven't seen her, although I look out for her every time I visit the temple. Srila Prabhupada had in most of his letters to householders with children emphatically assured that with the right training in Krishna consciousness, all these children will go back to Godhead. In fact, he further said, children born in our society are those children who could not finish Krishna consciousness in their last life. They have taken birth in devotee families to go back home, back to Godhead. Thanking the parents in one of his letters, Srila Prabhupada said, they are not ordinary children. They are Vaikuntha children. And you as parents are fortunate to give them the chance to advance further in Krishna consciousness. Nandarani will be the guiding example to children to show them how nicely and beautifully a child can develop when he or she is following Krishna consciousness. She is the crest jewel in the crown of Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. And of course, Vrindavaneshri Mataji and Anand Mohan Prabhu, as Srila Prabhupada said, you have done the greatest service to humanity and to the Lord for giving Nandarani the opportunity to perfect the goal of her life.